Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, of course, because of COVID, people have had a lot of time on their hands, so they've been able to do a lot of TV watching. And some people have started rewatching stuff that they've already seen. So we're not talking about, movies and shows from our childhood. We're talking about recent stuff, like recent TV shows like Game of Thrones, New Girl. Someone graded these shows on their rewatchability because, there are people that go, all right, I'll watch a show again. But which one should I watch? Or maybe if you realize a show's great and rewatchable, you'll watch it for the first time.
I always tell myself I'm going to rewatch insert show here, like Seinfeld. And I'll start it, and I'm like, I've already seen this. I'd rather waste my time watching something I've never seen before.
See, so that's 100% opposite for me. I only watch things that I've watched a million times before.
Because you know it's going to be good? Is
yeah,
that why?
I guess so. I don't really know why. I just – movies and TV shows. Like, for some reason, I can't – I just can't really get into new shows. The only one that I got into was The Flight Attendant, and it was because of you. So
thank you.
Yes.
See, Tastemaker, Steve Mintz.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a good show.
I know. I wouldn't recommend it if it wasn't.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, look, every once in a while you get lucky. You know, the broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah,
yeah. And Kelly Cuoco, you just can't go wrong with her.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
So if you got HBO Max, again, if you were the one that made the mistake and thought Wonder Woman was a reason to get HBO Max, there's a lot of other reasons to get it or have it now that you have it. Lots of good shows like The Flight Attendant.
You know, you and your propaganda against Wonder Woman 84 has got to stop.
Oh yeah, why? Why?
Because it's a great movie, and you're hurting its numbers because you're telling people not to see it.
True. Yeah, I'm hurting its numbers. Yeah, yeah. You sound very convincing, by the way.
I like the movie.
Yeah, is it rewatchable for you?
No.
Okay,
absolutely
good.
Not.
All right,
why would I want to rewatch something I already watched?
Yeah, there we go. Well, they've got level shows. They go from level 1 to level 2, level all the way up to level 5. Level 1 being the don't even bother, and level 5 super super rewatchable shows.
Okay, we got a text. I wonder if this one's on there. I think the most rewatchable show of the last 10 years, Game of Thrones, but that last season really sucked.
Ooh, no yeah, way. Game of Thrones is actually people are putting that on level 2 of rewatchability because it's hit or miss.
Huh.
It's slow. And that's why the last season was so bad for everybody, because once you got used to the pace and said, okay, you're taking us on a slow journey, and then to have everything so rushed as season 7 was. And again, I've talked about this guy, Ryan, that does these pitch meetings. You should watch his pitch meeting on the last season of Game of Thrones. It's really hysterical because he covers everything that everybody hated, but in a very funny way. So Game of Thrones is level 2. Level 1, Steve, you aren't going to like any of these, I don't think.
Meaning that I'm going to be upset with them for putting them
I
that low?
I don't think you would ever watch them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
let's see.
Because level 5, these are the most rewatchable, the super, super rewatchable shows.
Okay.
Do you know the show Veep?
Yeah, it's about the vice president.
Yes. Do you know who's in it?
Yeah, what's her face?
Okay, good. Congratulations.
Is it Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Yeah, from Seinfeld.
Is it a comedy?
It is a comedy, and some people believe it's better work than she had in Seinfeld.
Yeah, I've had zero interest in checking it out, but maybe
too.
I need to.
Me too. Even though I've heard it's a fantastic show, it's super, super rewatchable. I don't know why I don't care about this show.
You know what I think it is?
HBO Max.
Okay. I think a lot of it has to do with that. I know it's about a presidential figure, and I'm just, you know, I go to television really to stay away from politics, in a sense. Even though I know it's not a political show, it seems like it's just loosely based on that kind of stuff from the reviews I've read. But I'm just like, you know, I want to kind of an escape from I'm inundated with political crap all the time. It's nice to watch a television show that has absolutely nothing to do with what's going on in the White House.
It makes sense to me because I'm not a zombie guy. It took a long time for me to jump on The Walking Dead show because I was like, I don't care how good it is. I don't like zombies. It's just don't like that genre. But I could see how Veep could be like that because The Walking Dead actually transcends the genre, and I really like the show. Now, there's a show that you don't know that I am in love with. I love this show. And you know what? Maybe someday I will rewatch this again. Fleabag, which is on Amazon Prime. And, of course, it stars a woman who I think is one of the most talented creators of shows, actress. I mean, she's done so much. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Okay. I think we tried watching this, and it was like I lasted a couple minutes. I was like, this, no.
Yeah, she breaks the fourth wall, but I think in a really cool way as you follow the character. It has a beginning and it has an end. So there's two seasons and that's it. So she takes you on her journey. And I would say, Vicky, you would love this show if you'd ever start it because she's quite a broken individual. I don't mean that you as being a broken individual, but I mean...
You're making me want to see this a lot.
Yes, I mean, she's a very broken individual. But I mean, you think of like Jane and how much we love her storyline in Doom Patrol.
Mm.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of Jane's journey, but in a more comedic way. Plus, it has Andrew Scott. You love him, and Moriarty.
It's one of those, like, when people, like, because you're not the only one that's been, like, raving about this show, but when anybody just, like, oh, you got to watch this, you got to watch this, you got to watch this, it makes me really not want to watch it.
Yeah, I can understand that. And the other one is Poops Creek. We can't say the real word.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Have you watched the entire thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, because like we watched the first episode and I thought it was really cool, and we just never got back around to it.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at my wife.
One of those things. Why?
We watched the first episode. She hated it, so we never watched it again. I thought, but I heard good things. Next thing I know, she starts binge watching it on her own. And I'm like, I am going to take you out back and let you sit there.
Why? Why can't she just watch it on her own?
Well, because, you watch it on your own. Because I it was like our thing, and it wasn't our thing, and I'm like, all right, well, I don't know if I'll ever get to something like this. Because like you, Steve, there are shows I really just want to watch with her. Like, it would have been a great show to watch with her. Then when she watched it without me, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's like our time. It's like a show that we could have both watched together.
Divorce her. I just say it's now. It's now time.
You know how difficult
it is? It's time
to
end the relationship.
Do you know how difficult it is to find shows you both can watch?
It's very difficult.
That's what I was mad at her about. Not that she couldn't watch a show she wanted to, but that was a show we both could have watched.
But you both hated it.
No, she hated it. I liked it.
Oh.
But I was Yeah, I didn't like it enough to watch it on my own. It was like, oh man, I was all hoping this would be the winning deal.
Someone says I absolutely hate everything about politics, but I love Veep. It's hilarious and filthy.
Someday I'm going to have to do it.
Ooh, and filthy.
Yeah.
I like filthy.
Yeah. So those are the three level five shows that these folks have said are, I don't even know who these people are, but somebody just voted on this.
Those people.
Yeah.
Over there.
And the very rewatchable shows, the level four shows, New Girl was on that list, which I did like New Girl. I fell off after, I don't know, season three, I think.
Yeah, we watched a few seasons religiously, and then we just kind of got, I feel like it just, after a while, it was just like, we was watching the same show every week. You know what I mean?
That's exactly
like,
it was what
like,
it
okay,
was.
I think we've run out of stuff.
I think you're right. Yep. I think, you know, after three seasons, I mean, after like six seasons of Shameless, I'm trying to go back and watch the rest of them, but I'm just like with Sarah going, they're in their 11th season. I think they just started their 11th season, and I'm like, I mean, how often can you watch a family that's dysfunctional, that's falling apart because they're poor and don't have any money and have addiction issues and all sorts of mental health issues? 11 seasons of this with their alcoholic father?
Yeah, 2020 killed it for me on that one.
Wow.
I couldn't, like, deal with 2020 and deal with the Shameless family. I just couldn't.
And I think the Brit show, which it's based on, what did it last two or three seasons at most?
Well, that's like all British shows. They
know
when to quit.
They just do know when to quit. 11 seasons of Frank. I'm like, oh my God.
Do you guys have like a thing, like whenever we're trying to find a new show and we go and look and we're like, oh, I heard this is supposed to be a really good series. And if I see it has like five seasons, I'm like, nah, no interest. You know what I mean? Like there's a certain point where I'm like, there's just too much catching up to do, and I don't want to. I feel overwhelmed by it. Like I feel like four seasons is the sweet spot, but three, you know, anything lower than four seasons, I'm like, okay, I'm willing to give it a chance. If they have more than five seasons and I haven't watched one episode of that show, I'm not even going to try it.
Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that.
I was like that with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but then everyone just kept referencing it, kept making memes, mm-hmm. everything, and I finally had to bite the bullet, and I loved it.
It's what, that seven
seasons? Seven
seasons.
But it's
Brooklyn
so funny.
Brooklyn 999 has. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Brooklyn 99, yeah.
Yeah, and they've jumped networks, too.
They only have one, two nines.
Oh, it's not. Oh, yes. It's only
yeah,
two nines.
They're not as cool as us.
Oh, yeah. England is 999.
Yes.
Okay. We are, too. That's why I won't watch The Office. And no matter how many cultural references and stuff, there's just way too much to watch. And I just can't get into it.
And the more time that goes by, Danny, I don't know if you'll dig it. I mean, I'm probably afraid not. Of that with shows anyway, because, I mean, The Office is getting older. That's, by the way, another level four show people say it's very rewatchable. Breaking Bad, Steve, you found that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although I don't know,
is it rewatchable though?
I absolutely love that show, and it's my. I've said though, and I mean it, that Money Heist now is my favorite all time series ever. It beat out Breaking Bad recently, but Breaking Bad's number two for me, and I don't have any interest in rewatching it though.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a rewatchable show, but they're saying it is.
I mean, I might pick up on things I didn't catch the first time around, so that might be kind of fun. But like Money Heist, that show that's on Netflix. I don't know when season five is going to eventually be made and put on Netflix, but it's going to be a while. So I was talking to my buddy J-Mac about this too, and we were both saying how I think I want to start again and watch that entire series once I know.
Wow.
Like I want to time it so like, oh, okay, season five comes out in March, so maybe starting in,
That says a lot. You're not a rewatcher, I don't think, are you?
No, but I love that show so much that when season five comes out, I want to make sure I'm fully up to speed, and I don't want to just have like the Cliff Note version.
Wow. Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec, a lot of people love Parks and Rec.
Yeah, but that's kind of like what we were talking about with Danny with like The Office. Like we've gone through, I think, three seasons of Parks and Rec, and then it just got a little too – like I think we just got a little – like we just got done with it. You know what I mean? Like it's really funny, and I like it, but after a while, I felt like there was no end in sight. Like we're just going to have to keep watching and watching and watching.
And I'm going to be a total hypocrite in this one. That's one that we did recently watch the entire thing through. And I don't know why. Because my girlfriend was the one that was like, it's a great show. You would love it. And so now it's one of those shows, that and Community. Those are the two that we put on just for mindless television.
Isn't that funny? Because The Office, some people would say The Office really led the way for Parks and Rec and Community.
You would think so. But for some reason, I don't know why, I can't get in with The Office. But for some reason, we loved Parks and Rec. So.
Also, the problem is that they've left Netflix. So what, right? Because they're on like Peacock, it now?
Yeah.
Peacock.
So they don't transfer like what you've watched to tell you, right? Like it's like I gotta now figure out which episode I finished watching. Yep. That's gonna be a headache.
And if you don't pay for Peacock, it has ads in the middle.
Yeah.
I'll forget about it.
That's tough. It's tough if you used to know ads, man. I mean I luckily for me I grew up in a generation and I actually like getting on my phone while the ads are on and doing something.
Ooh, how about this person says I like to rewatch Entourage every few months or so?
Ooh, I wonder how
that
would be.
That's one I haven't watched in a decade.
Exactly. I haven't revisited that show in a long time. But at some point, that also sort of – maybe the movie ruined me. I was like done with them.
The movie was great.
Yeah, the movie was super fun.
I don't know what
it was like a long episode of Entourage.
Yeah, maybe it was the last couple of seasons and not so much the movie then.
When he was getting, when he was hooked on drugs like, and it was dark.
Yeah. Maybe
I missed the fun days of them doing drugs and having a good time.
Yeah. That was a show that I think probably went too many seasons.
Because my wife never saw it, so I rewatched it with her. Yeah. And it held up. I thought it was.
Oh, it did.
But this is many years ago that we did that.
I wonder if, when you take a look at the way changing times have happened, there's so many bits of comedy. I was just talking to Vicky about that because one of the characters on the show we love is Julia. Remember Julia Swanson? Is that her name? What did I say her name was? Julia Sweeney. Remember she played the character Pat on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking like, wow, as I was reading her bio, I'm like, they would not be able to do that character these days.
Oh, lots of shows wouldn't be able to get away with some of the stuff that I think about even wrestling. Some of the storylines from back in the day would not.
It's not that long ago. I think of 30 to 50 years ago, you would be like, oh, that's so dated. But like 15 to 20 years ago, there's stuff people did that now you're like, you can't do. And so I wonder about shows that are that old, with comedies, like you said, Entourage. I'm afraid to go back and cringe. Like Ari might be too much for people. Like the way he was so abusive, maybe people would not get that was a joke and just not like the character at all, not think it should be on TV. It's like, that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to watch Entourage and go, oh, have somebody judge me. Be like, why are you watching this horrible man?
But who's going to know you're watching? No one's like, are you living the Truman Show? Are people watching what you're watching?
Yeah, I don't know if you know.
Just watch if you want to watch it.
I'm afraid. I don't want to hate the guy.
Live your life, man.
I want to have that good memory.
How about this person brought up a good one? I just recently rewatched Babysitters 2 about 100 times. It's totally rewatchable.
Oh, wow. Okay. Only the first 5 minutes, though.
Babysitters 2 is way better than Babysitters 1. Yeah. I have to agree. It's like the opposite of the Terminator.
Maybe you guys can take this conversation offline. What do you think?
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Danny?
Yeah.
Let's go into my office.
Okay. That doesn't make anything sound
Isn't
disturbing.
Isn't that how those movies start?
No, don't.
Sit on this couch, Danny.
Oh, my God, no.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is bizarre. Half of us say that we actually can't enjoy our lives until the dishes are done.
Yep.
Wow. All right, Danny's in that category.
That's my pet peeve every night. Like and it's not a pet peeve, it's more of myself, but like my girlfriend cooks dinner every night. And it's great, and it's fantastic, but then she doesn't do the dishes. That's my job.
Right.
And she'll just be like, oh, just chill with me on the couch. Like, we need to do them right now. And I'm just sitting there being like, I need to go do them.
Dude, that's how – as soon as we finish eating, that's part of the routine. It's once we're done eating, right to the sink, start cleaning them off. I mean, we don't usually use the dishwasher that much, so we do a hand washing. But it takes like – it's like maybe an extra 10, 15 minutes of our – but once it's done, it's nice. I used to hate living with people, and the dishes would just stack upon stack upon stack. And it's like, okay, at some point, we got to wash these guys.
Yeah, and for me, it's like the next day, I'm going to go make lunch for myself. And then I hate when it's all dirty. Like, I'm like, I like to just be able to throw my plate down, throw a pan down, and be ready to go.
I have really been practicing letting them stay in the dish. If I really don't feel like doing it, I'm like, you know what? They can wait till tomorrow. It's not like this, like you said, Steve. It's not stack upon stack upon stack.
Just a slob.
Yeah. I'm doing it as a discipline because I'm the kind of person that said I can't be happy unless these are done. And it's like, do I? Who says that? Who's making that rule up? So I was like, I need to really
people.
Check it out.
The people are making the rule.
I'm not letting the people decide my life.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Honestly, that was like the biggest reason why I wanted to live alone, because if I didn't want to do the dishes, I didn't want to have to do the dishes. I just wanted them there, and no one else can say crap about it.
Oh, BJ and Vicky, two slobs in the morning.
Yes, we are.
The survey also found out that 2/3 say they can't go to sleep unless the kitchen is clean.
Yep.
80% instantly feel calmer when they take care of the dishes immediately.
See, I don't know if I have anxiety from it, but it's nice to know that I don't have to tackle that chore later. It's done.
Right. Yeah, I can't. It's not going to keep me up at night, but it's one of those things that, like, if I wake up in the morning and I think about it, I'm like, ah, damn. I didn't do that last night.
It's so different. Like on Sundays is our day of usually doing chores. So like the first thing, like I'm usually the one that's doing most of the laundry. So the minute I get out of bed, since I'm the last one out of bed, is I just pull the sheets off, and then, you know, I wash the sheets every Sunday. And
oh,
so
what a
it's
guy.
Like, but if I don't do it first thing in the morning, like it's going to screw me up for the rest of the day. Like I'm just like, when am I going to find time? It's like my whole thing is out of whack.
Wow. See, and I have that kind of mindset about a lot of things, and that's where I really stop down in my brain and go, is this real or am I just driving myself crazy?
I realize for me, though, like, I don't mind doing the dishes. I'll do the dishes all day. But if my dishwasher is full or my countertop is full of dishes that need to be put away, I don't like doing the dishes. And I realize I don't like doing both. And I don't like doing both because I'm short and I need to pull out the freaking step stool to put the dishes away. So it's just another step in the process. I'm like, screw it, I'll do this.
You need like
later.
A rolling ladder like they have at bars.
Yes.
Oh, you need one of those.
Like, that has been my dream since I was a kid because I can't climb on counters anymore.
They don't make short houses? I thought that they would kind of have
they
houses.
They make hobbit houses, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
they do, but like I know with little people, like they still need to have everything for like like average size people standards. So you'd have to do both. It's just a pain.
Yeah, she can't have like a little person house because like we've seen in the past, like she dates guys that are a lot taller than her, which is any guy really.
Yeah,
I mean it's not many guys that are shorter, but like all of a sudden you have like a dude that's like 6'5" coming over and he can't get in through the door.
It's like Gandalf going into the Hobbit house.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why you were dating those guys. You just knew subliminally they can reach the dishes for me. Yeah. It's the only reason I like you, buddy. That's it. Well, it turns out that 2/3 of the people do the dishes because they really can't trust anyone else to take care of them reliably and fast enough. And I would say including the dishwasher, because I know that's in your house, Steve. The dishwasher to me is fantastic, especially the new ones that are so hot, they clean almost anything. You can just throw them in with the food on there. That makes just cleaning up so easy. You just go ding, 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 boom, close it, you're done.
Ding, 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 boom.
And then in a couple of days, you run it because you have enough dishes that should be able, you know, if you buy a good dish set, you should have enough to keep you guys going until the dishwasher fills up. But you guys don't do that.
Nope. Dishes are washed, dried, and put back away within like, you know, a half hour of after eating.
Now, that's your wife's thing or is that your thing?
Oh, it's definitely not my thing. If it was my thing, I would be living a slob life. But I'm glad it's not because I used to get like – not anxiety, but like I would just get overwhelmed.
It's not a slob like to put them in the dishwasher, is it?
I'm saying that I would have just like left them in the sink.
Oh,
I'm a reformed sink leaver person. I like not having them that way because I would get overwhelmed. Like there's just too many dishes. Screw it, I'll throw them away.
That's why
start over.
That's why you don't got to put them in the sink anymore. I mean, with these new dishwashers, you just take them from your thing and put them right in there the way they are, and they will clean it. It's amazing. So I feel like a guy like you. They were made for you, unless you're the guy that goes, nope,
but then I
will always
put them
in the sink. Then you got to put them away?
Yeah. Back in my like single days, I loved paper plates.
Oh, well, I can appreciate that.
It was just such a great thing. Like, as soon as I'm done, I just throw it away.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, at your house, what do you do after you do the dishes? You don't put them away? You just leave them out?
I chuck them out the window.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
It's the neighbor's problem now.
But it's amazing that folks can enjoy life. Danny has said it himself. And you guys as well. You don't feel right if the dishes ain't done.
Someone says, our family's with Danny and Steve. Part of the routine after dinner, and everyone feels so much better.
But, you know, for me, when half the country does one thing, half the country does the other one, at least with the work that I've done, I really want to look at why in my brain. Like, why do I need to do this? Because that makes me very inflexible if I have to do something all the time or I can't be happy. I feel like that's a problem in my head. I don't have a problem with people wanting to keep their house the way it is, but, like, Danny cannot relax.
Yeah, well, and don't
get me
wrong.
Ask myself, because I have my own things where it's like I can't relax until something's done, and my wife would be like, what is wrong with you? Can't you just sit?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It doesn't put me in a bad mood or anything. It's just one of those things that if I am not doing anything, I'm like, why am I doing that? But if I have to go somewhere after dinner, I'm not going to sit there thinking about it and not have a good time.
Oh, that's nice.
Why does Danny look miserable? I didn't do my dishes, you jerks.
Right.
Well, there are people in the thing, though. They say they can't enjoy life.
No, I get that.
Unless their dishes are done.
Yeah, I think that's probably, well, who knows? For me, it's not that way.
But yeah, well, this someone said, I'm 6'2", my wife's 4'10". I have to get so much ass.
Well, that makes sense.
I constantly have to grab things off the top shelf.
You had to know that going into it, sir.
Or the middle shelf if you're 4'10".
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he use that to his advantage, though? Like, you know, when they were dating, I'll get that for you. And you're all of a sudden a hero for a very very little effort at all, really.
The knight in shining armor?
Yeah. I mean, I bet Vicky's probably really happy if somebody goes, dude, what do you need? Oh, here you go. Vicky's like,
I used to have a roommate this last year who was like 6'3".
Yeah.
And so I'd basically just point at stuff. I'm like, please. And he would just grab it for me. I just got tired of asking. So we had a thing where I would just point and he would grab it. It was perfect.
I am surprised you just don't have the step stool like right there.
I have a million step stools. I just hate having to drudge them around because they're so big and bulky.
I know Vicky doesn't have to deal with this at the grocery store, but have any of you ever been approached by a random person asking for you to grab stuff off the top shelf?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. And it always throws me off because all of a sudden they start talking to me. I'm like, why are you talking to me? You know, I don't say that. I think it. Like, that'd be really rude if I was like, why are you talking to me?
Mr.
I'm like,
Friendly.
No, I'm like, who is this person? And why are they approaching me? And what do they want? And the lady will be like, I can't reach that. Could you grab that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'm like, I'm a superhero.
It's a huge ego boost, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't do anything to accomplish this height. Like, I just was born this way.
So you immediately get talked to. They size me up and go, I wonder if he can get that. He looks frail. I'll ask him because I can't get it. He's my only hope over here.
Well, then I grab it and then I hold it over them and say, okay, now you have to get it from me.
And that's when they punch you in the stomach and grab it. I've had people do this. Not at the store, but in general. That's how you combat it. They'll bend over, they'll not so drop the stuff, and
you punch people in the stomach.
If it's like a friend of mine, they're like, oh, reach it, reach it. Boom. Okay, now I can.
Okay.
It's one way to handle it.
Yeah, if you're going to be a jerk, I got to be a jerk back.
Right. It is funny. Like, these are things like I just never have to worry about experiencing. Like, I've never had an issue with having to grab something at a store. And that has to be such a weird thing to be like, I can't reach that, but I need that.
And if no one's around, then you're wondering, okay, can I climb on on all these shelves? Are they sturdy enough? Is there anybody? Seriously, why is there nobody here when I actually need somebody?
They probably expect you to go to, I don't know, an employee, find one, and then say, hey, I need some help.
But they're never around when you need them.
Well, there's somebody somewhere in the store.
I know, but like that's the magic of it, right? Or that's just how it works, the law of the world, that if you need somebody, they're not going to be there.
I hated people like you because you would be the breakage. You'd call it, because I worked in the supermarket, and there's some short person like Vicky, and there's all the grape juice broken on the floor, and I'm like, you could have just come up to the front
desk.
That's
why I don't put glass on the top shelf there. You're a bad employee.
Hey, I don't run the place. I just work there.
Two things. One, they always put them in plastic containers nowadays, and two, I have never broken anything, so...
That's great. That still doesn't mean you can't go talk to one of us and we'd be glad to help you. That's the thing, is there not everybody's as nimble as you. And back in the old days when I worked at the supermarket, everything was in glass.
I'm nimble.
And it was a freaking beating to get the sawdust. I'll clean up an aisle 5 because there's the Vicky customer going, I will not talk to humans. I'll do it myself.
The only place where I do have that feeling of being a short person, I don't know if anyone else has done this, maybe Danny, because I know you like buy hats and sporting goods. It's mostly at like sporting goods places like the Seahawks team shop or the Mariner shop where they'll have like the hat. They go all the way up to the top, or the shirts go up to the top, and I'm just so stubborn. I'm like, I have never, like, I'm trying to pull the thing that is clearly way too high up, and finally they're like, sir, we have ladders for a reason. Like, we can get this for you. I'm like, no, got it.
Don't you understand? I am the reacher,
right?
But that, I mean, that goes to when I worked at Hot Topic, when I almost beheaded Colin Hanks because I was trying to get him a hat that he wanted from our hat wall, and it flew down, and I had the hook and everything, and it flew down, and I just reached up and grabbed it, and I still have the signature. Nice hat grab, Danny.
That's
Colin
awesome.
Hanks. And I was like, yes!
Oh, look at that.
Of Very all cool. things, what a random encounter with a celebrity.
I know. Yeah. So great. And I didn't even recognize him.
Do you remember what kind of hat it was?
No, I can't even remember that. I didn't even recognize it was him until he was checking out. And my manager was standing over me and he was like, you look familiar. And he's like, oh yeah, have you ever seen the movie Orange County? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm Colin Hanks. And we're like, Tom Hanks' son!
Yeah, he loves that, I'm sure.
That would have been awesome if the hat he got, because I know like Hot Topic have like, you know, fun, like, you know, music, wrestling, movie-inspired shirts and hats. If it was like a Bubba Gump shrimp hat or something stupid like that.
Yeah, or just Forrest Gump in general.
Right, yeah.
That'd be awesome, actually. I'd be like, Colin, nice hat. Good job, buddy.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.